up. Three houses.
Why, Miss Daisy, how in the world did he get that?
Well, she was a hard-working woman.
Now, what was that? Now, I missed that.
And he worked before he got to be a preacher.
Oh, yeah.
She said he had three houses.
He give them all to her. When they separated, he give her everything. By law, but the car. That's all he kept. The car. He said he felt like she should have had it. I said, that was one time he had the right feeling.
Yeah.
He said he felt like he could take care of himself. But she was wrong. I said, good gracious, I said it was hers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, from what I can hear, it was hers. I said, when he's sitting up in school, she is hard labing.
Yeah.
She was working to meet them payments. And so, and trying to keep him ready.
Could he preach?
But that woman like him too went crazy. I looked at her plenty of time and said, if I had my way with you, I'd put one beating on you. I wouldn't cut up like that about them, man I ever see. Why she just like to win? Fool!
Cause he left her.
Cause he left her. Cause he divorced her. You see, they took meals at my house all the time when he was down there preaching.
Oh.
I just took care of him all the time. I've seen him there, spend time after dinner, go out on the porch, and sit down somewhere. If it was raining, he'd sit in the house. I see her sit in a chair and lay his feet up in her lap. Like then she just sit down, rub his feet. Whew, not me. I ain't gonna ask you to rub mine, and I ain't gonna rub yours. Now, if you're sick, I rub them. But if you well, I ain't gonna do it. I don't want nobody petting me, and I ain't gonna pet nobody. Just treat me right, and I'll treat you the same. I mean, of course, they say I'm mean. I'm mean, I tell you, no, I don't mean to be. I said, but I'm made just like I'm made. I said, I always think you're up to something when you're loving me too much. You just let me alone. Treat me right and go on. I do you the same. That's enough loving for me.
And she went to church with him every time.
Oh, yes. Yes. So she went to church with him every time. But during the week, when he would go, she didn't go. Of course, she was working. But she was with him some.
Miss Davy, that's right among them. Have you known any preachers that was... Come out all right in the end.
And live the way they ought to. Tell you, it's hard to find.
Hmm?
Hard to find a preacher that lives the way he tells you to live.
Well, I guess so. If he ain't got hell in him one way, he's got it another. He may not be a drunkard, but he's a crook. Now, this man we got now, they seem to think he's okay.
Yeah.
But there's one word that's true. deal with me, to know me.
Yeah.
Try me. Find me out. Someone was saying something about him the other day. I said, I'll tell you one thing about Redmond. I said, he's a pretty good preacher. I said, but I found out another thing about him. He is a professional liar. Well, good. They want all the money they can get out of you. Everyone I know, he's looking for money. And he always needs more.
Yeah.
Well, what you think about me? I need some of my money too. And I'm going to have it. If I work for it, I give you what I want you to have, and that I don't want you to have, you ain't going to get it. You got to pay them, feed them, cook for them, all that. He got every dime the church give him clear. Well, every once in a while, they want some extra. And it's got to be some kind of extra program for him. Oh, hell no.
So it just keeps him singing up things.
Just keep them. But I learned one thing for myself. If I don't look out for myself, ain't nobody gonna look out for me.
Yeah.
And I don't expect them to. If I ain't got sense enough to look out for myself and know what I need, if I don't need it right now, I will need it. But if I get a hold of you, I won't have it.
Well, now, Doris hadn't got sense enough to do
no,
that.
No, Doris ain't got no sense.
She old.
Oh, she give me everything she can get a hold of. And then try to teach it in me. I said, now you go on and get to them if you want them. I said, I ain't going to give them a dime today, not one. That's some kind of extra money they trying to get up. And I already I'm paying $5 a month. If I didn't get a little check, I don't make $5 a month. I don't work but a day. Well, now I'm going and give him $1.50 every time, cause you want him to have a program or something, and he ain't getting you nothing. I ain't standing.
I can't understand how Reverend Redmond looks so healthy, Miss Daisy, when he got so many ailments. And you say he eats healthy.
Oh, he do. When he come to the house, he eats healthy. Just like I told T.C., I said, well, they say they want to die. I said, when they come home, do you eat anything I eat?
And plenty of it.
Plenty of it. I look at them sometimes, him and her both just as fat as they need to be.
Yeah.
Well, he just got out of bed the week before he come here, they say. So he's saying something about the doctor warning him. I said, well, what's wrong with you? He can't kill you. He said, well, mother, he said I had high blood. I said, that's what was there you hear the other day? He said, yes, that's what he said. And he's been giving me some tablets to take for it. I said, well, I didn't give them to you all the year, ain't he? He said, off the norm, said he. I said, well, I'm glad I ain't on no diet. I said, I diet myself. And whatever I can get to eat and want it, I'll eat it. I said, don't bother me. I said, y'all that's on a diet and under the doctor all the time, they don't get along as good as me. They don't. They got to keep it going and keep it going. I sit there and look at Bessie yesterday. And she's telling me about she was so sick. Sad. I said, well, I didn't know. She said, nobody didn't come by. I told Miss Maha, any other time she would have come.
That's right.
And she didn't come. I said, well, Bessie, if we'd have known it, I said, we would have come. I said, but I didn't know it. I said, you know, I was kind of busy all day. I said, but if I'd have known you were sick, I'd have been over there. Well, some days I don't see Bessie till about noon. She told me she got to where she don't get up soon now. So I don't go over there till I see her. You know, of course, I don't want to just stare. I went there one day and waked her up.
Yeah.
She wasn't so. And she said this. She said, I had gone to sleep. I said, I see you had. I said, well, lay on down. I'll go on back. She said, no, I'm going to get up now. So she got up. I sit there with her while, me and her talk. You never know. You don't know when nobody's sick.
We're going to get her a bell so she can ring it when she needs something and can't get out. I think that's the thing.
What's the best preacher you've known, Miss Daisy?
I know so many good ones, I don't know which one was the best.
Oh, you've known a whole lot of good ones.
Whole lot of good.
So they're not all
no
bad.
Not all bad. Well, you see, some folks, Miss Maha, they got sense enough. Now, just like he come here and preach, and they come here and stay there too. Well, that bear, he going to save here till he get back there. Away from me, he let it out there amongst his crew. That's the way, that would take you a long time to find out him.
Yeah.
He put, some of them don't care. They'll turn it out anywhere. Now, Redmond, he tries to be a good man. He tries to be a good man. But he talked too much to hide it all. You know, that's where you find, just talk with me. Dealing with me then. And he talking and I'm paying attention. But the time, he go this way. This time, wrecked it. He got changed, he got to go back that way. Well, that the sheriff, one of them wrong.
So he kind of lets it out the way he talks.
Yeah, the way he talks. And, but you see, he be thinking all the time, you don't know no better. Or you ain't paying him that much attention. But I think he about learned us coming up here. Sometime he said one thing nine, and he said again. Yeah. Dawson says, well, I thought you said so and so a while ago. He said, I wasn't thinking. Dawson said, you better start thinking or hush talking.
Well, there must have been some good men before Reverend Mobley.
They was. They come good, and they left us good before Mobley. We had some good ones. Why? We never had nail like Marvin. I never had a preacher like Marvin.
Who was here before he was?
I don't just know.
Preacher Taylor never was preached up at your church.
He never pastored that church.
Yeah.
He preached there several times.
Yeah.
He never had a pastor. Well, I'm going to my house.
Well, Miss Daisy, we sure enjoyed this little visit.
Well, I enjoyed it too.
You know that I kept thinking about that. You know, you pull up that old Bermuda grass with them long runners.
Yes.
And that other stuff, and then just scatter it back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to the like fertilizer, won't it?
Uh-huh. Well, you see that where I was working at when you was over there, sir? Now, it's dead.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to scatter it sometime out there and then let the rain on you, beat it in the ground.
Or you don't put it back out till it dies.
No. Sometime I don't, Mr. Martin. Sometime I do. Now, if I have time, I'll scatter it out. But I rub it to be kind of dead.
Yeah.
Pile it up there and let it die.
Yeah.
Then, when I scatter it out, it ain't going to come back.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Don't that old Moodle grass run?
Oh, it runs and then it really takes hold, don't it?
It do. It gets root in every joint.
It'll break before it'll come up.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. That's old times.
You ready?
Yeah. I'll get you some of these plants out here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I enjoyed my little stay.
Look at this apron, guys. Got ruffles on it.
I've got to go home and go to work.
I haven't seen that one.
What? What
it's
you got?
It's been over here plenty of times.
Oh, it's been over here?
Mm-hmm. You see how it's back?
It's got
you
ruffles.
You just forget.
We forget. Well, I hadn't seen one with a ruffle on it before.
Ruffles and two nice pockets. That's the pockets I'd like the best, Miss Daisy.
That's the thing.
Channel 2 over, 200, between 200 and 250. And the end of the visit was Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 11th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over, around 200, 250. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 11th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over, between 200 and 250. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 11th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over. Around 200, 250. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 11th of August, 1971.